The federal government is spending less this year to help sell Alaska seafood overseas. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The U.S. Agriculture Department just announced it's giving the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute about $4.7 million. That's almost $500,000 less than last year. ASME spokeswoman Laura Fleming says it's within the range of recent years' appropriations, but she says the dollar's low value is causing bigger problems.
What we're looking at is trying to do as much as we can overseas in our marketing programs in China, in Japan, and the European Union with a dollar that converts to, you know, euros or to yen or to yuan and doesn't buy as much as it did a couple of years ago.
She says cuts will be made across the board rather than to a single marketing program. There's also a chance additional federal funds will be made available later. ASME plans to spend about $6.5 million marketing seafood overseas this year. Funding also comes from the state and the industry. Fleming says the institute is changing its focus in some nations, such as China.
It used to be that China was mainly considered a reprocessing center for our industry, but now their economy is strengthening, their middle class is growing, and more of that Alaska seafood is staying in the country.
She says the institute recently completed its first China trade mission that focused on domestic demand. The trip included visits to groceries, high-end hotel restaurants, and quick-service stores.
We've sent Alaska chefs over to China to teach seafood buyers from the retail stores, to teach culinary students how to prepare frozen Alaska seafood. And the extent to which the market is educated about Alaska seafood determines where we spend our dollars.
International marketing efforts include about 20 countries. Japan remains the largest overseas seafood buyer. Fleming says Alaska exported about $1.6 billion worth of seafood to targeted nations last year. Sales rose about 10% there, while increasing only about 3% in other countries.
The whole purpose of what we do is to raise the value of that harvest. And part of the way we do that is through branding. The Alaska seafood brand has achieved a certain amount of brand penetration and brand recognition in our key overseas markets, and most of our seafood goes to those international markets.
ASME is one of 70 U.S. trade organizations getting a total of $235 million in federal overseas marketing funds this year. They range from the National Hay Association to the Popcorn Board and the Wine Institute. ASME's total budget this year, including domestic marketing, is about $15 million. I'm Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.